39. That's the number of people who've been killed in traffic in D.C. this year. The most recent traffic incident was last week. A 9-year-old boy was struck by a vehicle and is currently in critical condition. The city has seen an increase in traffic-related deaths every year for the past 6 years, except for 2019. Residents are calling on lawmakers to improve traffic safety, especially in and around school zones. Councilmember Janice Lewis-George is introducing a new bill today that aims to do just that, and she joins us now to talk about it. Councilmember Lewis-George, good morning.
Good morning.
So you say this legislation will improve traffic safety around schools in the district, and a similar bill went into effect in 2000. There's also Mayor Muriel Bowser's Vision Zero plan, which was supposed to eliminate traffic fatalities and injuries by 2024. How is your bill different from these efforts?
Well, the Safe Routes to School Act aims to create a traffic safety net around all public schools in D.C., and we do that by, improving traffic safety infrastructure around schools. And that's by requiring the Department of Transportation, also known as DDOT, to install things like in-street crosswalk walking pylons at every school, raise crosswalks and curb extensions at every intersection adjacent to a school, flashing pedestrian signs, and making sure we have either a traffic signal or always stops at every local to local intersection within a quarter mile of the school. And so we're putting in these things as requirements for the Department of Transportation to install around every public school. In addition to that, what we're doing is expanding school zones. And so we're expanding the school zone from 100 yards to now 150 yards surrounding a school facility. And we're doing that because we know that most of our schools sometimes have recreation centers and playgrounds very close by. And then we're making them active 7 days a week, right? So the school zone will now be active 7 days a week. And so that expansion is so that we can protect both the students and the surrounding neighborhoods that are also dealing with the dangerous driving. And I think the key here is also we're not just putting these in, making these requirements for DDOT or expanding the zone, but we also stepping up the enforcement, which is something we've heard from the community is important. And so we do that by requiring automatic traffic cameras near schools, and then making those funds be reinvested back into the community. And the other piece of that, because we've heard across the city, and we recognize that Black and Brown communities in D.C. have less traffic safety infrastructure, even though they have more traffic fatalities. We actually put an equity piece in there where we direct DDOT to start first, prioritize schools. Traffic safety infrastructure at schools in the communities that have been left behind. And so those communities most vulnerable for traffic crashes and communities that have and serve a population of students who are considered to be from low-income families.
Mayor Bowser also recently announced a plan to rotate more police officers around school zones to do traffic enforcement before and after school. Do you think that's enough?
Well, I don't think that's enough, which is why we created this legislation to improve the enforcement, because, I think automated traffic cameras being near schools is also a way to do that. But also, if we create the infrastructure, then we don't need additional officers and they can do the work that they are needed to do in the communities around public safety. And I think what we have put here with the infrastructure that will be required around every school will be an improvement, and we'll see real results as a result of that.
So there are 240 plus schools in the district. Mm-hmm. Last year, before you were elected, the council passed a pretty comprehensive bill to address traffic safety, but much of it remains unfunded. How much does your bill cost, and how will it be paid for to do all this work around the 240 plus schools?
Yeah. And so for us, this bill, like I said, we don't have a full estimate yet. And we'll get that from the council. Once we do the submission, we'll get a fiscal impact statement. But what is important is that what we're doing is relying on the automated enforcement camera through to be able to invest those funds. And so similar to what we did with Vision Zero during the budget season, where we found the funding, we're doing the same thing here in this legislation and using the automated traffic enforcement cameras revenue to support this legislation.
How are your colleagues on the DC Council responding to your bill? Do you have any support?
I have support from all of my colleagues this morning. We are waiting to hear back from Councilmember Vincent Gray. Obviously, you know, he is currently under the weather, so we're just waiting to hear back from him this morning. But every council member has signed on to this legislation.
That is Councilmember Janice Lewis-George. She represents Ward 4 on the D.C. Council. Councilmember Lewis-George, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you.